Every weekend for years now, a few nonprofit and church groups have been heading to a park in Raleigh, North Carolina. They've been passing out coffee and breakfast to the homeless. This tradition might have to end. Authorities say the groups are violating an ordinance by serving food in a city park. It turns out that revitalizing an old downtown sometimes includes pushing out services that attract the homeless. North Carolina Public Radio's Jessica Jones reports.
Almost every day, the Reverend Hugh Hollowell walks through Moore Square, a centuries-old city park in downtown Raleigh.
Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right.
As he strolls down paths shaded by towering willow oak trees, Holloway greets nearly everyone here by name. Most are homeless. On weekends when soup kitchens are closed, Holloway and his church workers distribute breakfast to as many as 100 people. But recently, a policeman showed up.
And I said, is there a problem? And he said, I'm not here to debate with you, sir. I'm here to tell you, you have to leave. And if you don't leave, I will arrest you.
Police also banned nearly two dozen other groups who fed homeless people in the park for years. 21-year-old Candace Jeffries, who relies on those weekend meals to survive, says she knows what's going on.
I think the reason why they're doing it because they just don't want us in the park at all. Nobody. Like, everybody just disappeared.
Raleigh isn't the only city seeking to move its homeless population to a less prominent location. In recent years, municipalities from Seattle to Tampa have cracked down on the homeless and groups that help them.
Nationally, there is an increase in cities responding to visible poverty, including homelessness, by criminalizing it.
Maria Foscarinas heads the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, an organization that seeks to end homelessness. She says many cities want to revitalize downtown areas.
And they feel like having homeless people, having visibly poor people in those downtown areas detracts from those efforts.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Councilman Cameron Runyon says the number of homeless people in the county has increased by 42% in 2 years. He says their presence on his city's main street hurts local merchants.
Businesses have a real issue with panhandling. There's an issue with defecating. We just arrested a woman for using the bathroom on the sidewalk right in the heart of the main street business district area.
As a short-term solution, Runyon and other city leaders in Columbia plan to keep an emergency winter shelter open an extra 2 months. His strategy includes arresting people who choose not to go there. At a recent public hearing in Raleigh, North Carolina, advocates for the homeless say that's not a plan they support. Patrick O'Neill is a local activist.
If you want Moore Square to be free of homeless people, then provide homes for people so they don't have to come to Moore Square. If you don't want us feeding the hungry, if you don't want us feeding the hungry at Moore Square, if that's unsightly and an embarrassment to our city, then do something about it and make sure the hungry get fed.
The city council has since voted to stop arresting charities that feed the homeless in the park until the matter can be studied further. Meanwhile, two downtown landowners and the Episcopal Diocese have offered their downtown parking lots to groups planning to distribute food to the poor. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Raleigh, North Carolina.